Well, Randall, this is always such a great celebration of Florida agriculture, and it's just everybody who's who in the state. And we're especially excited this year because it reads like an IFAS honor roll because of the four inductees, Tom Braddock, Chip Hinton, Joe Joyce, and Billy Kemper. And Tom Braddock used to be an extension agent. And, of course, Joe Joyce worked 30-some years for IFAS, and he was my associate vice president since I've been on the job. And we even claim Chip Hinton because he has 3 degrees from the University of Florida, triple gator. And, of course, Billy Kemper, such a well-known cattleman, past president of the Florida Cattlemen's Association. He served on our county extension advisory board. He participates in our cattle research. He opens his ranch to our researchers and lets us work on the forage as well as the cattle. And he's been a great champion for 4-H. So it's really an IFAS family this year being inducted into the Hall of Fame. You know, last year I got the president. He was brand new on the job, and we've never had a land-grant president come down and MC that event. I had that honor to do so my first year. They try to get someone every year to be up on that podium with Adam Putnam. And the president agreed. It was the first official duty he performed after becoming, I think, the 12th president of the University of Florida. And so it made it even a bigger event for us last year, and that's when we weren't even inducting our own. So this will be a real special year. I don't know if the president will be there this year, but I know I will be. And it's nice to see our friends and colleagues and even our former employees in the spotlight. And, you know, we really want to send the message that even as IFAS is known in the state among the industry as the discovery and innovation arm of Florida agriculture, we also, I feel, play a big part in the history and tradition of Florida agriculture. And that's why this Hall of Fame event is so important to us. And so many of us like to participate. We actually run a bus here in Gainesville. And we fill that bus up, not just with current employees, but with folks that are retired from IFAS and our alumni who are involved in agriculture. And we all travel down together to Tampa to be part of this great event. So it's a great party, but it's also very important for agriculture. It's one of the few nights when you can talk to political leaders such as Commissioner Putnam and our commodity leaders like John Havlick from the Farm Bureau. Reggie Brown is always very active in this, from the tomato growers. Mike Stewart, of course, who is head of the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association. And then really famous grower families like Ben Hill Griffin III. You know, they're all together. They all come in one place. They all socialize. And it just is a great example of how important agriculture is for the state of Florida. And even though we talk to each other all the time over email, there's just no substitute for this kind of communication and the relationships that get built on going to events like this face to face.